used to with them little old things to come up in that white umbrella, you know.
And just kawam, huh?
Yeah, right, quick. I don't recognize. I couldn't go one of them if I know this good deed. But them mushrooms, you ever seen these wild ones?
I've only seen the spongy kind.
And they're full of holes, you know, like a bee comb or something. And they come up, they ain't white, they're cream color. In a day or two, they get yeller. You ought to get them quick as you can. But they don't last very long. What I mean, they just a week or so, as long as they be at it. But it's got to be wet weather.
Do they come up when the snakes are out, or are the snakes pretty well hibernated?
Snakes is getting out then, but who's afraid of a snake?
Me.
I ain't never seen a snake in the mushroom patch yet. They're on the creeks, in the leaves, and I've seen them out in this grass, a little prairie grass. Well, people just go, wow, if you never eat any of them fried, I'll tell you how you want to do them. You soak them in salty water. Hour, two, three, four, it won't hurt me. Then put them out and roll them in flour, or meal, I generally put flour, and fry them, just like frying fish.
Mm.
And they taste a lot like fish, only they ain't no bones there.
Mm. I had them when I was a kid.
But well, that's when I started. Me and my mammy gathered the first one I ever heard of. I was a boy about 12, 13 years old. We went together. I found them up here on the creek, and gosh, we gathered them by the half bushel. But it don't take a mess or two to do me.
You got that many here? Still?
No, they just come out.
No, I mean,
I said I'm going to sue them about putting that lake up down, clearing all that timber off, cleaning them banks down. I said, that's a lot of good mushroom territory they pour out.
If you get a little kid and you see he's just putting stuff in his mouth and gulping it down, what do you tell him to do?
Well, I wouldn't know what about to. One thing you better tell him, if he ain't done already choked, you better tell him to slow down before he chokes himself. I had a sister one time that mother stewed some hog liver, and she liked to choke to death on that stuff, but we got her with the feet and held her up and shook it out of her finally. She is black as an ace of spades. So we haven't stewed too much hog liver since then.
Gosh, I bet that's scary.
But it's dry, you know, it's just old dry stuff. You just get to, you say, gobbling it down, you can get more than you can handle, reckon.
Swallow it before you chew it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dangerous. It just pays to take a little time. What kind of owls do you have around here?
What?
What kind of owls do you have around here?
Owls?
Yeah. Hoot owls?
Oh, owls? Yeah, they've got hoot owls and screech owls.
You have those birds that'll hammer a hole in a tree?
And peckerwood, yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow hammer.
How about that bird animal with the black skin and the white stripes?
Them skunks?
Yeah.
Well, there's a good many of them around.
What'd you call those when you were a boy?
Well, we mostly called them civet cats. There's two kinds of them. Theirs was little, them little speckly looking, them civet cats. Them others are just skunks.